I think of her in two ways. One, on stage, she was so upright and always, she was one of those actors you didn't want to take your eyes off, you know? And I remember particularly a play by Athol Fugard, Bozeman and Lena, in which she was just great. Just, you never forget it once you see that performance. But, you know, more than her work on the stage, she was just the most gracious person I may have ever known. When she said to you, "Hi, how are you?" she really wanted to know. At her wake Monday night, it was packed. I mean, there were Trinity actors from all over and from 30 years ago. Everybody said, we all agreed, that she went as she would have wanted to go. She was in a play by Shakespeare, and she loved it. She was probably one of the most working actresses in terms of working all the time in the country. Trinity with its is probably the only theater left in the country. Maybe there's one or two others who have a real group of actors, you know, who are there year after year, and it makes a difference. You know, they know each other. They know how to act with each other. And Barbara was just one of those people. When she was cast in a show at Trinity, everybody was happy. They were glad to have Barbara in it, you know. I always remember in the 1978 snowfall when Rhode Island was closed down, my own wife abandoned her car on the Washington Bridge. Trinity went on, and I saw Barbara a few days afterwards, and I said, "Boy, how did you do that?" And she said, "Well, of course we did it." You know, I mean, so was a snowstorm, you know. She walked into a part, and she became the part she was playing, the person she was playing. You know, she put her whole self into it every single time and every single night. And she was a wonderful person.